flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind Original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you a bartender that dreads the phrase, "Hey, can you put the game on?" At Sports on What, we understand your pain and we're here to help. Over the air, satellite, cable, or streaming, Sports on What knows what channel the game is on and you can too. Follow your favorite teams, set alerts, and filter by provider to get the results you need. Stop wasting time searching and never miss kickoff again. Just download the Sports on What app and you'll always know how to watch the game. Available for Android and iOS. Start your 7-day free trial when you download Sports on What and subscribe today.
Now, here's the question.
Hola, bitches. Good day to you and yours. All right, the first camera phone was introduced in 1997. And for the last 28 years, the more self-absorbed among us been taking selfies every single chance they get. And believe it or not, there's about 500 selfie-related deaths a year. And most of them occur by falling from heights and or drowning. And then there are those people who just make really, really stupid decisions. For example, a guy in India, he wasn't content with just taking a picture of a lion. Oh, no. He wanted a selfie with Simba, so he jumped into the lion enclosure and was promptly mauled to death because the lion, it turns out, was a lion. Now, that's not how I would want to go out, but on the other hand, a woman in Thailand, she had the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to bathe an elephant at an elephant care center. Well, long story short, it was a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity because the elephant gored her to death. Still not sure which method of death is worse, a lion mauling or an elephant goring, but lucky for us, it's just a rhetorical question. And then do you guys remember Aaron Ralston. If I said he was the inspiration for the movie 127 Hours, you go, oh, yeah. He's a guy whose arm was trapped under a boulder for 127 hours in Utah until he performed a self-amputation to free himself. Well, it's an old story, but it's happened specifically because he did not want to die. Now we have the story of a doctor who got a vasectomy as a gift to his wife. The thing is, he performed the vasectomy on himself.
Oh,
that is correct, yes. So now I'm asking myself, cut my hand off or perform my own vasectomy. Not something I would ordinarily ponder, but today is the random would you rather question brought to you by our friends at Advanced Hair Restoration. Kind of a mouthful at this moment. And that's why today we're doing the random would you rather question. You call us, we will pose you with just two rhetorical scenarios. You tell us which scenario you'd pick and more importantly, why.
To be a part of the big show and the random would you rather question, call 206-803-ROCK. Like the Men's Room on Facebook, follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Men's Room Live, and send those emails to themensroom@kisw.com.
The debauchery rolls on. You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
All the chills, away we go. Welcome to season 20, episode number 4246. What a large and in charge program we have for you today. Guaranteed future repeat. Exciting return of Who Sucks Less. Steve, I don't know how you do it. You find people doing bad things in the news each and every week. You bring us three stories. It is us, up to us to determine, of the three, which one sucks the least. How are we looking this week on Who Sucks Less?
We got one guy who's super creepy, and then two people that use fire as retribution.
Fire.
Oh, good old-fashioned fire.
Is this the woman who went to
Puerto Rico?
Yeah, went back to the bar.
Yeah, there is her, and then there is a 19-year-old in Wisconsin who was unhappy about the TikTok ban.
Yeah, I know you got the story coming up. The most amazing part of that story was it seems to me that she has no recollection of any of the events that transpired.
She has no recollection, and yet she chose to flee.
Mm-hmm. Immediately.
Right. I got 10 more days booked, but I'll go ahead and go back home
I'm
now.
Leave
right.
That's just instincts.
Oh, yes, yeah, of course. Of course.
Yes, it is. Oh, what else do we have for you today? Oh, check us out for 1 hour on the Odyssey app, odyssey.com. Be sure to sign in for your chance at 5K a day. All it takes is 1 hour of listening anytime during the day. You'll be eligible to win that money. So keep that in mind as you listen to the show. It's easy to do if you don't have an Odyssey app. Download it. It's absolutely free. Be sure to sign in so they know you're there.
Right.
And then from there, listen to the show for just 1 hour. And you are good to go. Oh, what else do we have for you today? Oh, it is the random would you rather question. Would you guys like a little sample here?
Sure.
Try it out. What we're getting into today. Okay. Why don't we just start with this one. Would you rather have only used toothbrushes or used underwear at your disposal for a month?
Is this someone else's toothbrushes and underwear, I'm guessing?
That is correct.
Okay.
Honestly, to me, that seems simple.
It
toothbrushes.
Yeah. I thought it was simple. I go underwear. Look, man, my general reasoning, neither one of these makes me happy, but assuming that they did not poop themselves or pee themselves, I understand it has touched their nasty bits, but it's not being inserted into my body. Where the toothbrush,
yes.
You know, and look, and here's the thing, you could even have a clean mouth, but you don't always have a clean mouth. Sometimes a chicken's stuck in your teeth, sometimes people's gums bleed a little bit. Something about the idea of taking that toothbrush and then sticking it in my mouth really.
I just feel like really part of the routine with a toothbrush is, at least mine is, right? Like you put some water in your mouth, you rinse off the brush, toothpaste, brush.
That's exactly
clean
right.
Clean it off again, set it down.
That's exactly where I thought you were going to go with this, because at least the toothpaste is a cleaning solution that you're putting on there. It's still gross.
It's still gross.
But if your toothbrush isn't clean, you've just rinsed off any visible residue, right? And
you that feel, what matters?
And you feel, well, yeah, because it's yours. You know, like, you know you're going to use your toothbrush again. So once you get rid of the visible evidence that you brush crap out of your teeth, you put it back. You are okay with that, right? Because it's yours. But, like, I don't want to use my kid's toothbrush. And I know they rinse it off when they're done.
Have you?
But I also, I don't know, man. I'm just.
Have you ever worn someone else's underwear for a day?
Not that had already been washed.
I have lately.
Lately?
And they were washed. But it was still.
Well, if they're washed,
it's not as bad.
It was not good. I'm telling you right now, I did it. It was freaking weird.
Is that why my gym boxers were missing?
No, it was. I was going to go see the family. They were all meeting up in Pittsburgh.
All right.
I get to Chicago, and of course, whenever you get to Chicago, something's going to happen, right? So my flight got delayed, and I was on basically a little puddle jumper into Pittsburgh.
Okay.
So a smaller airplane, but I definitely switched planes. I went down to the smaller prop planes, you know, off of a airplane in Seattle, like a regular one, and my baggage didn't make it.
Now, of course.
I had been in that airport for about 4 hours in the Chicago airport. And, you know, you just get that icky feeling.
Like, yeah, of course.
So I get to Pittsburgh, no bag. I'm like, you got to be kidding me. Yeah, my bag is in Chicago, apparently. Still, not a big deal. I get to my brother's house. I'm like, hey, man, I need to take a shower. Also, can I just throw these clothes into the washing machine? That way, at least nothing more. Like, I don't have this. I was pitting. You know, you pit in an
airplane travel, man.
It's just that you just feel like you feel scummy.
You like to take a shower after you're done.
Yes, yeah. You do.
Right. So I throw everything into his washing machine. Don't think twice about it. Jump into the shower. I get out. He's got clothes for me. He's got some sweatpants and a t-shirt. All good. And I'm like, Nick, I threw my underwear in there. Do you have underwear?
Why don't you just go commando, man?
You know what?
I mean, that would have been my first thought. Like,
because my brother is a medium and I am a large. And these sweatpants were a little bit more revealing around my two nieces than I would have preferred.
Sure, sure.
All right, so to speak. So I was like, dude, I need a pair of your underwear. So he gives me a clean pair of his underwear. And I put them on, man, and it was just, I cannot explain the weirdness factor and how it felt to wear someone's different style. First of all, they were cotton. I cannot tell you the last time I put on a pair of cotton underwear.
Yeah, mine are, what is it, like the Under Armour material, also, whatever that is.
They were also like the shorties. They weren't the old school tidy whities this big. They're kind of more of a, like a smaller brief.
Were you shocked when you saw the underwear?
Jockey
I mean, I don't know. I just don't find it that odd. I have a couple friends that are like the same size. It's just like, like, I don't know, you're watching games, somehow you stay over an extra night. It's like, if it's a clean pair, I'm like, yeah, sure, whatever.
Okay. For whatever reason, I just thought it felt
weird. In a pinch, yeah. But just, if I had to make the option, if they said, look, you're going to be a guest at my house, I can either give you one clean pair of underwear just for you, right? Brand new, I haven't worn them, or a clean toothbrush. Otherwise, you got to reverse it.
I'm pretty sure we went on a trip one time.
I'm taking the underwear. I really am.
You didn't bring a toothbrush. You just used mine.
I did.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. we've already done this.
But because
I didn't care.
But it was a situation where I had to. I'm like, there is no toothbrush. I must brush my teeth. I didn't bring mine. I'm going to use his toothbrush. But I would not have used your toothbrush if I had mine.
But I would rather you brush your teeth with my toothbrush than be sitting beside you at a bar with stank,
your underwear?
Stank breath for 3 days. You know, I mean, like, that to me was more
important. The other benefit of it. You know, just, I don't know, man. I'm going underwear.
I think I'm on Ted's team. I'm going toothbrush.
I'll use your toothbrush.
Me too.
Yeah, I don't know. Just because it's going in my mouth, man. And like anything.
But
right?
I can rinse it off real good.
You can.
I mean, are the underwear clean or not?
Are they just used?
This scenario, no.
Right. All right. So in that scenario, then I'm sticking with toothbrush.
Mm.
If you've already washed your underwear and I'm just borrowing a pair, then I'd probably go underwear.
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah. I look at it like this. It's like a piece of chewed gum that was not originally in your mouth. And they said, look, man, you can either stick this in your pants or you can continue chewing this gum. I'm putting the gum in my pants. Like, if you went to the gum wall, pulled off, we don't know who's chewed it, we don't know what the deal is, and just said, like, your mouth or your pants, not going to be comfortable, but I'm putting it in my pants. There's something about putting, I don't know, questionable things going in my mouth really just does not appeal to me on any level, man.
Okay.
Especially if it's been in someone else's mouth first. The only time you make an exception is when you're a parent and you can't believe you pulled these moves, right? Kids like 2 years old, you're at a restaurant. They have thoroughly chewed whatever it is they're eating. But they're not going to swallow it, and somehow it ends up in your hand. And it's that weird moment. You don't know what else to do. Like, whatever, there's no napkin around, whatever. And you just pop it in your mouth. Dude, I'm telling you, it's not like you want to do it. But somehow, when you're kids, I wouldn't do it now. Because now they got nasty teen mouths.
Put it down on the plate.
It's just one of the, I'm like at the airport or something. I don't know. You're on the plane. It's just, like, the situation is, it's in your hand. There's nothing else you can do. So you just pop it in your mouth and... As long as I'm not proud, man, but I've done it. My wife's done it. You don't try to do it. It just happens.
It's weird, though, too, is people will, like, share a joint.
Absolutely.
That's cigarette, in your mouth.
Joint, man.
I would say it's rare, but I have definitely been somewhere where a sandwich was so good it blew me away and just been, like, turned it around and been like, you got to try a bite of the sandwich.
But that's always the move, right? You turned it around. No, you must take, if you want a bite of my sandwich, you got to bite where I've been. Mm-hmm. It's always, you switch it around.
Yeah.
That's the rule. Hello, Daniel. Welcome to the men's room.
Liquor and whores.
Stan, you're welcome to the program and the random would you rather question.
Thank you. I'm so thrilled on that one just because the amount of potential bacteria that your mouth can absorb compared to the sack and the skins down there is a so much more protected area than...
It's just not inside
your mouth, man.
Well, someone here says, I'm borrowing a pair of shorts and using that as underwear before wearing someone else's or using their toothbrush.
Daniel, let's go with this one.
But I'm also with Miles. I have a hard time going commando anywhere.
Yeah, I mean, I have my zipper incident, but if I had jeans on or pants that zip and button, commando wouldn't bug me, but in sweatpants, that's...
You're running the risk.
It was
not big, baggy sweatpants. It was the cut of the sweatpants themselves. They were more tapered, so to speak.
I mean, your brother's into tight stuff down there, isn't he?
Well, he's a skinny dude.
Tiny guy.
Yeah, yeah, skinny dude.
I just don't trust myself.
Mm-hmm. Going exactly. Commando.
Yeah. I admit it, all of you guys, we would all just get to the ladies drawing you there instead of our buddies, right? I'm only kidding.
All right, Daniel, let's go with this one. Would you rather perform your own vasectomy or amputate your own hand?
And any choice of hand? Well, that would be kind of, oh, goodness. Thanks, Miles. That was a freaking loaded question, dude. I'd probably give myself a vasectomy.
Are you serious?
Yeah. I'm going to be 53 tomorrow. I've got kids, you know. I don't need to be raised
okay,
no more.
Okay, but here's the question.
I could, you know.
Do you know how to perform a vasectomy? Like, I don't think you need a lot of skill to amputate something. You just need force and sharpness. And I don't want to do it, but I know I can successfully... if I don't know what I'm doing, all I'm doing is causing a much bigger problem down the road.
True, but I mean, in a vasectomy, you're cutting the vas deferens from the testicle.
Yeah.
And then you need to actually, if I'm not mistaken, you also need to solder it so there's no fluid that goes through that vas deferens of seminal fluid.
Or time.
You know.
Yeah, you either cauterize it or you tie it up.
Yeah, I mean, you're not wrong. I'm just, you know, at the point that I've opened myself up, You know, anytime I see any kind of surgery thing, you know, everything's just red because it's covered in blood.
Yeah.
And much like the guy that's right. trying to disarm the bomb underwater and to, like, well, pull the red wire, I'm like, I'm not sure. I got to make sure it's the vas deferens, right? But I don't have a guarantee that that's the thing that I'm
sniffing. You got a lot of nerves down there.
Where my hand.
Do you remember when I had the complication with my vasectomy?
Yeah.
You saw what happened.
Yeah, your testicles look like minute bowls.
Right. I mean, trust me, I've been through that before. You do not want to enter that. I mean, I'm almost to the point where I'd take off my own hand, not knowing what I'm doing down there.
In this scenario, I go with my hand. And granted, both of these stories are much different situations, but still, out of the two, I'm taking my hand.
Story one. Taiwanese plastic surgeon. He's been getting a lot of attention. He shared a video of performing a vasectomy on himself for social media, which he says is a gift to his wife. Chin Wee Nong, a father of three who works at a plastic surgery clinic in Taipei, went viral after sharing a rather unusual clip on his Facebook and Instagram profiles. To put his wife's mind at ease, the young doctor decided to get a vasectomy and to make sure there was no risk of botching the procedure. He did perform it himself. He recorded the entire process for educational purposes.
Yeah.
And he presented a list of 11 steps involved in the operation. Chin got local anesthesia, then started working on himself, so to speak. Because operating on yourself isn't very common, a procedure that usually takes about 15 minutes ended up taking an hour. But it was a success. It was a strange feeling to touch and suture my own urethra.
How was it?
In the case of female fallopian tube surgery, it's very difficult, but in the case of men, it's relatively easy because the problem is basically solved by finding the vas deferens externally and tying it. Well, his video went viral in Taiwan, getting over 4 million views in just a few days. Wonder if there was any copycats. Oh, 11 steps?
Well, that's the part I don't like about it. Like, fine. You want to do that thing, do your thing. Don't explain to people their DIY vasectomy.
Right. I'd rather tile a bathroom back. You know,
yes.
Back slash than. The Taiwanese doctor said he experienced some pain and discomfort on the night of the surgery, but he was fine when he woke up the next morning, as he was dubbed the bravest man in Taiwan. I'm doing them all.
Oh, like that. Yeah. That's the bravest dude in this country.
Mm-hmm.
Whether you know what you're doing or not.
Now we have the story of Aaron Ralston. He was climbing the Blue John Canyon in southeastern Utah when he accidentally dislodged a boulder. You know the story. His arm became trapped. And after being stuck there for 5 days, having made his way through his food and water rations, unable to call for help, the 27-year-old made an impossible decision to cut himself free. On the sixth day, he saw the arm trapped by the boulder, and he saw that it began to decompose. After accidentally slicing the tip of his thumb while trying to chip away at the boulder, he had a sudden realization. It ripped part of the skin off of my thumb, kind of like the way an old blister will rip away. And so it made me curious. And I started prodding around. I stuck the knife down in at my thumb at that spot. It slid in like I was just sliding it into a pat of warm butter. It went in. I couldn't feel it. But it went in about half an inch. And then this hissing sound of gas, the decomposing gases releasing from inside my arm.
Think about that.
Where they had been building up as my arm had been decomposing over those 5 days. That kind of threw him into a panic mode.
You don't say.
He said it was appalling. It was a gruesome concept that my hand was decaying while still attached to my body. So I started yanking my hand, my arm. I was giving it everything I had. And as I was twisting myself around to try to slide the arm up and down, suddenly it came to him. An epiphany. I could break the bones because my arm was caught so tightly that I could torque myself. So using his body weight, he slammed himself against the opposite wall of the canyon, snapping both the bones with a sound reverberating throughout the valley. Thankfully, it broke in the same spot, close to the wrist. I said to myself, here we go, Aaron. You're in for it now. And then I took my knife, and using a handmade tourniquet, I was able to cut through the remaining nerves and muscle. He described the sensation of freeing himself like a fire, which spread throughout his arm, but eventually he escaped the ordeal. He said, I fell down, and I was free. It was the happiest moment of my life. There will never be a more powerful experience for me.
You know, after hearing his story, I might go vasectomy.
They put that snap, the sound of that snap in the movie, and I had to walk away.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I was getting lightheaded.
Reverberated throughout the canyon.
Did they do the echo effect?
I don't know about that much, but I know that he kind of torqued himself, and then all of a sudden you hear the like, oh, I gotta go.
Good times. More of the random would you rather question coming up, 206-803-ROCK.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
9.9 KISW. The shenanigans continue. This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
20 years on this fine radio station.
20 years.
One of the most classic rock radio stations in the country. KISW. It's been 20 years. And with that, we've got a 20th anniversary lager from our friends at Black Raven Brewing. We're throwing a launch party on Friday, February 7th. Invite you to be a part of our live broadcast from 2 to 6. As always, it's absolutely free. Want to try the beer on draft? Come on up to Black Raven in Woodinville. Join us for a fun afternoon, man.
Oh, yeah.
Always a good time up there. I always get treated well by the listeners, all the staff. It is a fantastic party. Mike had a blast time that we were there. We're going to have a blast.
I had a ton of fun during the broadcast.
Yes, you did.
Yeah, you did. You really, really did. Yeah.
Mike, we could be on this station another 20 years. You'll never live that down.
I won't.
It's Friday afternoon, man. Do a little happy hour with us.
Yeah, why the hell not?
Be a part of the live studio audience and try the beer. And know that it goes to a great cause, which is the three Fisher House locations in our area. So the money goes to a great charity. Of course, we will have the Men's Room IPA in the bright yellow can there as
well. Yeah.
You like IPA, you got lager, you like any kind of beer.
I'd say get any beer you
Black,
want.
Black Raven's got you covered.
They do a great job.
If you're a Pilsner person, pick up the Black Raven Pilsner when you go to the grocery store. In my mind, it's one of the best Pilsners you can buy, period.
I think it is. I'm not typically a Pilsner guy, right? I mean, look, I like beer, but like anything, I'm like, man, I don't like Pilsners. My wife said, man, seriously, try it. I tried it. I'm like, this is just a great beer. It does not matter what style it is. It's just a great
beer. They've got a great lime Pilsner as well. So whatever your style of beer is, you're going to really like the lager. It is crisp. It is fresh. It is a great tasting beer.
I have had quite a bit of it.
And it's going to be here for our 20th anniversary year. So we're doing a little launch party to celebrate. We will have many more stops on the Men's Room World Tour.
We got the rest of the year, man. We're going to hit 20 years once.
We're doing this anniversary, obviously, all year long. So we're doing one of those birthday month type things. But it's going to be the entire year of 2025. So
I ran into somebody like a week ago. They were like, I didn't realize your beer is with Black Raven now. It's like, it is. And they were like, I've always liked their beer, and I was like, you're a bit of a trickster, aren't you?
Yeah. Yeah.
I see what you did there.
That is a quality
To be that honest, before they started making our beer, Trickster was probably their beer I drank the most.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
I had a moment like that before the national championship game on Monday night. They bring out the lovely lady to sing the national anthem. What is her name? Coco Jones. And I was like, that's a Black Raven Porter. I know that beer. She should be on the can.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It should sing when you open it.
They're both striking.
Exactly.
Yes.
Yeah. I noticed that too.
Men's Room, a launch party for our 20th anniversary lager. Again, Friday, February the 7th from 2 until 6. Please join us. It is absolutely free. Okay, it is the random Would You Rather question, 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, random, Terry. Random, welcome to the Men's Room. Random.
Hola.
Hola. Terry, welcome to the program. And the random Would You Rather question. Okay. It's going to be a tough one. Would you rather go without all meat from a pig, all seafood, all meat from a cow, or all the meat from a chicken? So you're going to go without any kind of pig, any kind of seafood, any kind of cow, or any kind of chicken. Which one would you pick to go without if you had to?
Well, pig is out of the question because that's got bacon, so... Pigs off the table. I'd have to go chicken. I mean, you got seafood, you got your lobster and your shrimp and your clams. It's what's chicken got? It's got a wing and a couple of legs.
Okay, all right. Look, I think it depends on how much you like chicken. I think I'm a bigger fan. So this might be the most unpopular opinion ever. But I think out of all these choices, I am going to go without the meat from a cow.
That's where I'm at. The
and
beef.
I know that sounds crazy because
I love a
hamburger. Sure. I do like an occasional steak. I love beef ribs if you can find them. They're just hard to find. But other than...
But you can still get pork ribs, which I know are different than beef ribs. But if you really want ribs, you can still get pork
ribs. I just feel like there's not as much... I love pot roast. I just think all things considered, as far as meat goes, I could live without the cow before any of the other things, if that's the choice.
Fried chicken would be hard to give up.
It is.
Chicken wings, chicken tacos.
I feel like hamburgers would be the biggest thing for me with giving up meat from a cow. But the thing is, every time I eat beef, I'm not necessarily excited because I take it so much for granted, even if you're getting a steak.
Yeah.
It's one thing if you go out for a nice steak dinner because it's an experience, but if I couldn't get a steak there, I'd still get a good meal, right? Anytime I'm eating pork, I'm super aware that I'm eating pork and, like, there's just a little bit more happiness. And chicken, to me, is like the tofu of the meat world. But with that said, it serves a great purpose. Because, like you said, man, fried chicken wings, all that kind of thing. But a good, chicken marinara. You know what I mean?
Chicken masala.
Right. I mean, shredded chicken and a taco. Chicken is super versatile.
Chicken salad.
And the thing about chicken, this is what I appreciate about chicken. On its own, chicken doesn't have much taste, but it'll kind of taste like anything you want it to taste like for that meal. And that, to me, that's
tofu. You can go to an Indian restaurant and get,
butter chicken.
You can go to a Thai restaurant and get chicken fried rice.
See, I think, even though bacon is that good, I think I'm taking the pig off.
Really?
Because I feel like the pig, it's easier to... Like, you could eat chicken sausage.
Sure.
You could eat beef bacon, turkey bacon.
I think this Austin barbecue scene is throwing you off.
Because traditionally, you are a North Carolina, South Carolina barbecue fan, which is ribs, pulled pork, all those things.
I know, but I just don't eat it anymore.
Dude gets a cowboy hat. Look what happens to him. Puts it on. It's all beef.
Trust me. Cowboy Ted was in full force on Sunday.
See that?
I'm just saying, though, but I feel like everything from the pig, there's another version of it. Whereas, like,
what about that pork shoulder you made?
I mean, you're not wrong.
That's good. I mean,
you're not wrong. But none of the other bacons taste like pork bacon, right? I mean, I'll put it this way. Like, you can use, turkey sausage, all this stuff. And if you put it with other things, it's fine. But bacon is one of those things that after we make it, I'll put it in something else, but there's still a plate of bacon on the counter.
Yeah.
And it becomes my snack while I'm trying to figure out what to do with the bacon. Yeah, I was saying that to Miles yesterday. I went home. We'd made bacon.
Nothing else is a steak, though. You can try and call something a steak. Like, nothing else is really a burger.
No.
Chicken, I just love too much.
Well,
I
eat
chicken all the time. Look, man,
lamb burgers. I'm telling you, lamb would be my substitute for steaks and burgers.
But
I really, really like lamb.
If you do go to that steakhouse, they typically will have a pork chop. A really good grilled pork chop.
Sure.
So that kind of could substitute as your steak.
Right. They always have seafood.
Yeah. I don't know. I think that it would not be easy. My buddy Jeff, who went through that tick experience and can't eat beef anymore, he's in living hell because he can't eat pork either or lamb. But he misses beef more. So, and he's
but I also think it depends where you live. If we were in Chicago, I doubt that I would give up the cow.
Correct. Correct.
Right. Because
based on the fact.
All the things they do. Where are you at, Mike?
Out of time, beef. I'm probably going to lose the seafood, not going to lie.
I knew it.
I love shellfish. I really, really do. It's just such a rare entity for me to eat that I'm already basically living without it.
You're living without it because your wife doesn't like it.
That's part of it. But also, I just don't go for it either.
Most people don't do like clams and mussels at home, even if you like it. And it's fairly easy to do.
Mm-hmm.
They're real easy to do. Maybe once a year,
I had mussels
last
night
at home. But right, when you go to the restaurant, like, I'm absolutely getting that. But to your point, I probably eat seafood the least.
Sure.
But I'm so happy when I eat it.
It's a treat, absolutely. I love fish. I love shellfish and all that. I really do. It's just, I never eat it. So if it never came back, it would be what it would be.
And also, too, if I ever make a turkey burgers, I forget how good they are. Now, granted, the problem is you can't go to McDonald's and get a chicken or turkey burger. So the fast food thing, that would change the game.
Red Robin's got a decent chicken burger.
Now I'm a chicken sandwich guy.
You're right. But
I can get everything.
But with Shaq's Big Chicken, which I think is tremendous, Chick-fil-A, there's a couple of spots where, like,
Popeye's fried chicken.
Your chicken sandwich is dope. Now, when you bring up chicken, someone here has no eggs. Would that include eggs?
Ooh.
Are we making eggs separate?
We're just going with meat.
Meat
from a pig.
Right.
Seafood, meat from a cow, or meat from a chicken. So in that instance,
I mean, look, it's a tough question. Maybe it's just the fact of getting older, too, and the doctor's like, don't eat so much bacon and sausage.
By the way, they also say red meat. Actually, that's about pretty much every damn thing.
By the way, whoever texted that in, you can buy chicken breasts now boneless for cheaper than you can buy eggs.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah, I mean, that's serious.
Somebody here says, every weekend my wife cooks up a mess of bacon so we can snack on it through the week. We call it meat candy. It kind of is.
Mm-hmm. But nobody's saying we don't like bacon.
Right.
I'm just saying for the, you got to really think about it. Well, wait a minute. It was just a month?
This is
forever.
Yeah, this is it.
So I just feel like pork would be the easiest to give up.
Okay, some little things.
Like, you think I'm happy eating turkey bacon?
I know you're not happy, man. Good,
right? I like a chicken sausage. I didn't choose this.
Ted, you just want the cheese pizza?
Chicken sausage.
Think about, like, pepperoni.
Yeah.
Right, you know what I mean? Like, pepperoni, and we always have that in the fridge, and much like bacon, that's one of the snacks I eat while the fridge is open. You know what I mean?
You know what? You're right. I forgot about cured meats.
That's the thing. Like, cured meats,
there's always salami.
It's just a snack. It's never my meal. I mean, even with a plate of bacon there, like, I'll grab two pieces of bacon, I got the fridge open, trying to figure out what I want to eat, and I end up eating six slices of bacon before I finally make something that has nothing to do with bacon at all.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the pepperoni that's in there?
Turkey meatballs are great. You can make that as a substitute if you're making pasta.
They're not great, but the sauce makes them fine.
Correct.
I mean,
at the end, Mike might be right, because, like, seafood's definitely the one you eat the least of, but
for sure,
I love it so much when I'm having it.
Would you even go back to the East Coast then? Honestly, if the doctor said you can't have shellfish, once a year I try to go back to Baltimore for a Ravens game, right? And, I mean, when I get there, and it's only about 3 days, but I realize every meal I eat involves crab. Not on purpose, it's just that's what I'm going to order. I wouldn't even fly back. I could not be surrounded.
No.
By all that crab and all the seafood there, man. I wouldn't go to New Orleans again.
Mm-hmm.
You know, back
to the egg comment. I started to get into making my own deviled eggs.
All right.
So I've been doing this now for like a month. I know it's crazy. I've never made deviled eggs in my life.
I don't know anyone who lives alone who makes deviled eggs for themselves.
Oh, my God, man. I pop those things and pop like two or three in the morning for breakfast. Shoot.
The trip Thursday I was, night, that's deviled egg night.
It man.
Look, in Miles' defense,
man,
the trip
you.
I was just on, my one buddy texted the group thread.
Yeah.
Good news, I have champagne and deviled eggs. So then when we're driving down, I go, why do you have a cooler back there? And he goes, for the deviled eggs. And I said, look, straight up, I thought it was a weird drug reference.
Right.
I said, you made deviled eggs? And he's like, yeah, man. So kind of like Miles, and we kind of snacked on deviled eggs.
They're great.
They are delicious.
They are great. The problem with deviled eggs is, man, like, they're delicious. Everyone likes them. It's not that they're hard to make, but it's so time-consuming to make.
They're not that
bad.
That's what I figured out.
Once they're done, you devour them all. You know, if it takes
quickly.
They're gone, man. Like, my wife, and she'll make me almost have to leave the house. Like, if she's making deviled eggs because people are coming over,
it's like frying bacon. There's no other equipment.
As soon as she's done, I'm going to start eating them before anyone shows up. It's a fact.
I wait for mine to chill for a couple hours first.
That's fine.
Dude, I'll tell you what. Our buddy Ryan Castle, I mean, he makes some great deviled eggs. But I have been at a Super Bowl party where he made them, and literally, like, I had one, he had one, and then he was like, just eat them if you want them.
Yeah.
Right? Because you could see people circling around, and it's like, let's say the party started for a 3:30 game at 1:30. If you weren't there by 2, those were gone.
Yeah. Deviled eggs at a party, it's like chumming around sharks. Because you're right. Everyone gravitates to it. Everyone's kind of circles around.
There's one bar in Fremont, man. They're there. 4 deviled eggs, or, you know, two eggs. But
how much do they charge for those deviled eggs?
Well, they used to have on the menu, but now I mean, it was perfect. Because, like, you just get a couple beers, man. You pop a couple deviled eggs. You're not really hungry. You're still trying to figure out what you want for dinner. Doesn't really ruin anything. They're not making it anymore.
I know. Like, there's a couple restaurants that had them, and they don't do them
kind of like Beth's Cafe.
Because those are expensive.
I don't know if Beth's Cafe can even exist without the fact that, you know, they're making like an 8 or 12 or 10 egg omelet.
There was a place I used to go that would take the half an egg and then put it in panko and fry it real quick.
Ooh.
And then put the filling in.
If I go to Costco, I can get a tray of anything, say, for a Super Bowl party, right? Do they have trays of deviled eggs? Like, are the
QFC does.
For real?
Yep.
Are they good?
Do they still?
I haven't had them yet.
It's going to be an expensive tray.
I don't care. I don't want to have to make them. I just want to eat.
You
it's the
can
same
buy,
reason
you
I'm
could
going
buy,
to a restaurant.
Could,
I don't want to cook
you
this.
You could buy a tray of cocktail shrimp now, and it would be cheaper than a tray of deviled eggs.
I know. But I'm going to treat myself, man.
Okay.
I'm just saying.
He's out there living, dude.
It's a random, QFC. Mental
random,
note.
There's a section with, like, trays of, like, party, random, like, football foods.
Oh,
there's definitely a tray of deviled eggs in there. And you can tell I've stood there and looked at it 1,000 times.
And just haven't pulled the trigger?
Well, no, because then what if I don't end up going to that party?
Then you're
going
to be happy eating all the deviled eggs.
Yeah.
Because if you take them to the party, you're going to be pissed because you only get 2 of them. Everybody ate the rest. About how many deviled eggs are on the tray? If you had to guess.
I don't know. I bet I can look it up and find it.
Like, I'm all about this now. Hello, Franco. Welcome to the men's room.
Today, Baltimore, we'll get them next year.
Hola. That's what we said last year.
Okay.
Yeah. Again next year, too.
All right.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, let's get into this one. Would you rather poop in front of a complete stranger or poop in front of your mom? Would you rather poop in front of a complete
But as an adult, let's say in front of my mom.
Really? I'm going for a complete stranger.
It's probably more likely a medical or health reason that I'm crapping myself, so I'd rather
I'm talking about, look.
Then I'd still take a complete stranger.
Next time you go to the bathroom, I'm just going to be standing there watching you. That's all. Or your mother.
Are you a doctor?
No. I'm just a guy in an Exxon bathroom. Or I guess Shell these days.
I think you got other problems, Miles.
Yeah, I got it. I'm picking a stranger.
Where do you hang out?
Because one, I feel like my mother somehow would be critical of, I don't know.
Why do you make that facial expression? Why did you wipe that way?
What, like, the stranger just like, nice
turn,
bro.
Yeah, just do your thing, man.
I just feel like that breaks the ice, though. Because you're right. Your mom is going to make comments about it. She's going to have it out about it. However, that kind of puts me more into clown mode than it does, like, I'm just pooping in front of a stranger. You
right.
know, I can lean into that, as it were.
I'll probably never see this person again.
Probably.
Until I walk into a restaurant, I'm like, that's the dude that watched me poop.
Or you're going for a job interview, and that's the guy interviewing you.
Oh, my God. Look, I have this for you, right? In May, I was in Provincetown, Cape Cod.
All right.
What's that?
Oh, God.
The oldest bar there is called Old Colony Tap. It is massive thunderstorms, whatever. My uncle, who doesn't really drink, he goes, we'll go get a pint, get out of this store. You go in there. I mean, there's light fixtures hanging from the ceiling. There's no way anything's up to code. So finally, after a couple Guinness, I go, I'm going to go to the bathroom. You turn the door. There's no door. There's a sink, a urinal, and at the end of that is a toilet.
Oh, so it's all open.
All open. So my question is, what's more awkward? If I'm sitting there pooping and you come in, and it's like, oh, hey. Or is it more awkward for the guy that came in and has to stare, like, try to pee while you're pooping?
I'm going to the bathroom.
And the other thing is this, man, and I truly believe this, and I think most people would agree.
So pooping in front of the stranger can happen.
Because I don't feel like the stranger would also choose to have conversation with me. But when I'm pooping, I try not to speak to people when I'm pooping. I think most people are that way. I just know my mother. I know most mothers. I feel like they would take this opportunity to bring you up to date on Aunt Diane or something.
My mom would be like, are you okay?
Right. They want to engage in conversation. We're the stranger. It's like, it's kind of understood. We're not going to speak to each other. We're both aware of the awkwardness. So let's let it go. Mondawmin Mall in Baltimore, which was riot started in like 2015 or something. So it's kind of this rundown mall, but they have this massive bathroom, but there are no doors in front of the stalls. And basically, as soon as you walk in, from your left all the way to your right, say there's 12 stalls, no, and everyone in there is pooping. Because if you got to pee, you use the urinal. And I remember I had to poop, and it was horrible. And I sat down, and it's like being in jail. There's just nothing you can do, because the guy who's waiting for the toilet, they're just kind of leaning against the sink. They're not quite making eye contact with you, but you're looking at the front of them.
Okay. Other reason we asked on the Would You Rather question about pooping in front of a complete stranger or your mother, kind of a poop study was done. In the new study, 32% of Americans say they feel completely comfortable pooping and passing gas in front of their significant other.
Well, sure.
So you could have your wife getting ready in the bathroom while you're pooping.
I'd prefer she didn't, but I could do it.
Okay.
I think she would also prefer she didn't, but yeah, I could do that without being embarrassed.
That means 2/3 of people would rather not do that. Essentially.
Yeah, I mean, I'd rather. It truly, it doesn't bother me. I will say this. When my wife was giving birth to my son, you know, they doped her up, so she's like, look, I can't feel anything from my waist down. So when the nurse is like, hey, you need to push and all this, she's like, it's kind of tough to do when you can't feel your own muscles.
Right.
So the nurse said, hey, just pretend like you're pooping, push those muscles. And all I said, and I'm right there, all I said was, you follow directions well. And then the nurse hit me in the shoulder. I said, I just want to let her know she's pushing the right place. It's not a baby, but you clearly.
Some got pushed.
Not unless the baby comes out there.
And I've never had that angle on it. Yeah. That was different.
It is. 60% of women admit to feeling uncomfortable going number two in a public restroom if other people are around. Men, about 45%. 51% of women say they generally try to avoid public restrooms altogether.
Well, if you can.
Yeah.
But women don't have to sit. You know, as a guy, at least even if the bathroom's gross, I don't have to make contact with anything. That's such a big difference maker.
We've had the conversation about peeing in the shower. But about 1 in 20 people did confess to having defecated in the shower.
Jeez,
5% of women, 7% of men have owned up to it.
What?
I just said they dropped.
Have you ever pooped in the shower?
No.
I did last year.
Really?
Would you waffle stomp it?
No, it was not good. I was sick, and you couldn't do anything about it.
No stomping needed.
The best place to be.
No stomp. Yeah, that was bad.
More of the random Would You Rather question coming up, 206-803-ROCK.